Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About I'll never put the meat before the cheese. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
To join us live tonight. How are you, my beautiful queen?
Aw, hello, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous as always. I'm so glad you took the time out of your day to join me. Thank you so very, very much.
My absolute pleasure, you sexy goddess, you.
Oh, I like it when you say pleasure. Pleasure. Please come pleasure me. Please, 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 in this warm-ass weather. Oh my goodness, I need to invite you down here to this warm San Diego weather, because I'm sure up there in your land it's a little on the cold side.
It's warm today, but I don't think it compares to what you're experiencing, that's for sure. We
today
a little
it's
bit
like
more indoor sports. Ooh, beautiful.
It's like 85. Yeah.
Very
like,
nice.
Okay. Well, I love it. But I'm like, where's the fall weather? I'm going to be eating a turkey dinner for Thanksgiving out on the patio in the sunshine.
Oh, that sounds divine.
Kind of, but I'm kind of like, can I get some snow? or some rain? Can I get something to make me feel like it's the holiday season coming up here? Damn it.
We should come visit us for Thanksgiving, Ben.
I know, right?
We've had
so much
rain lately.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, the rain, I was raised around the rain in Seattle. I'm okay with that. But I am taking a trip here in about a week and a half, and I will be enduring some colder weather. We'll just say that. I'm not going to say where I'm going. It's a secret.
Ooh.
It's top secret. I'm not saying anything until I get there. And then the cat will be out of the bag, and then everybody will know where Sammy is venturing to next. Okay, so today, we have a great, fabulous topic, and I tweeted it out earlier today. It's the topic of the show is Don't Judge Me. And when I sent that out, I'm like, oh, people are going to be like, okay, what does that mean? Why is she saying the topic is Don't Judge Me? Because why? We are cam models, and we get judged more than freaking, almost more than porn stars do. Seriously. Because of the fact that we are live all the time showing our yummy goods. And how do we really, you know, share this job of ours with our family and our friends and, you know, people, acquaintances that we meet? How do we do it? Well, it's kind of hard for some of us. Why? Because we always get judged. I'm tired of being judged, damn it. Just love me for who I am.
No kidding.
Right? Doesn't it
porn
suck?
Porn more money than anything else in the world. Everyone watches porn. I'm assuming almost everybody enjoys porn. Everyone has sex.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Right?
I don't get it. So I'm with you.
I don't get it either. I really, truly do not. And the best part of tonight's show is
so much fun, right?
We do. Oh, my gosh. Girlfriend, we know we have fun.
Right? Best job in the world. It's not, you know, overly physical. It is in its own way, but you know what I mean? It's not like a labor job. And, you know,
yeah,
we work our own hours. We don't have to work our own chemicals or weird noises or smells. Or, you know what I mean? It's so freeing.
Well, there might be some weird smells if you're working with the wrong person.
But not compared to some of the places I've worked at. Oh, my goodness. I can deal with those smells.
Damn, girls. Sometimes, actually, it's not just girls, it's guys. Okay, girls, clean your vag. Guys, clean your balls. I'm just saying.
Oh, yes. Shower, and then we'll play.
What?
Shower
can
well.
I get a what? Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is awesome. We are also going to have on the show with us tonight this beautiful, amazing cam model. Oh, she's so beautiful, and her personality is 200% on point because I've stalked her. Her name is Bianca Tusher. I have stalked her on cam. She doesn't know it yet. Oh, wait, now she does. She's listening to me.
What?
She knows. I've been stalking her. And she is a sexy biatch. I'm just saying, sexy, sexy cam model, beautiful, gorgeous, her personality, her body, everything. She is yummy, yummy, yummy. And I cannot wait to actually meet her in person, which I know it's going to happen very soon. She doesn't know it yet, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Oh, my Lanta. It is. She is gorgeous, darlings. Blonde hair, gorgeous eyes. Like, you guys have just got to go, if all of you listening out there right now in cyberspace, go look at her Twitter page right now, at Bianca Tusher. That's BianCaTusher. I'm just saying, go check out her page. Go stalk her in a good way. Don't stalk her in a mean way, because then I have to, like, totally, like, cut your ball sack off or close your vaginas. Just go stalk her in a good way. But she's going to be joining us very, very soon in about 10 minutes. Can't wait to have her on because I really want to get her idea on this Don't Judge Me, you know, topic that we have going on. Because with us cam models, whether you're male, female, you know, transgender, whatever you are, we should not be being judged, because here's the thing about the people that judge us, Virginia, and you know this. It's like, wait a second, if you're watching me and you're looking at my pics and you're watching my videos, you know, or checking out my live cam, aren't you kind of like the idiot because you're the one scoping all of us out but have the nerve to judge us? Like,
it's almost like the people that judge don't have the balls to do it.
They're the hypocrites. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Precisely.
Yeah, they're hypocritical idiots that I was going
to
say something.
Basically have no lives. Like, I have to say, just from my own personal experience, it's like, if that's the focus of, like, your conversation with other people, like, you really have nothing else going on for yourself.
Right. So what has been your experience with people judging, you know, you? Because you do, in which I'm going to say right now, with all the pictures I've seen, you know, I've been trying to retweet a lot of pics that you guys have been putting up for your couple show, you know, also your solo show, and then with your group shows. I've been trying to, every once in a while, I'm like, ah, shit, I got to go in there and I got to retweet because this shit is sexy. You guys are hot, sexy. You do amazing cam shows, literally. You guys really, truly do. And I know that you're mainly on Chatterbait, and which you guys just kick ass. You really do. You guys have something truly special going for you. Like, your chemistry with you and Scott and all your girls that you bring in, you guys kill it. It's fucking fabulous.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Like, we really enjoy it. We just enjoy every day and have a lot of fun things to look forward to in the future. And the way we handle it is, I don't even know, like, those that know and still want to be your friend, yahoo, you guys are fucking awesome. And everybody else, you know what, if you're not in my everyday life, I don't really care what you think. So we just, I don't know, we're just ourselves, you know?
They say, if you don't like us, go suck donkey balls, because we don't need you.
Yeah, exactly.
Who needs
joy,
mean people?
Other people joy. Yeah,
who
exactly
needs mean people?
So. And it's kind of refreshing, you know? Honestly, the positive side of this is we know who's cool now. We know who
right?
our real friends are.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's very refreshing, and it's very enlightening. So we kind of like it.
It's kind of funny
learned
how
that we had other friends that we didn't even know that we had.
Right?
So we've actually made a lot of friends doing this, and really tight, like family type friends, you know? Like
tight.
Like
she
a real
tight.
Bond. Especially the cute girls. Mm.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay, so I know our topic is, you know, don't judge me because of what we do, you know, our job, whatnot. But I do have to ask you, before we do bring on our beautiful guest, Miss Bianca Tischer, I want to ask you, so I know you have Scott in the shows with you. You know, he's like right there. He's like the main, you know, queen cock. Queen cock. Do you?
I'm not going to tell him you said that.
Oh, do. I want you to, because I'll tweet it if you don't
talk.
I'll tweet it if you don't tell him. Just to get a smile out of his face, because he'll be like, ah, oh, did he really?
His cock like, brings
really
a lot to
that?
The table. People are all about the cum shot. It's amazing. And they go nuts with either my mouse lips or my pussy lips are on that cock. They go fucking crazy. So, yay for camming with my man.
Right? And I'm going to tell you that you guys, seriously, you guys have done so fabulous as a camming couple. Like, you guys really have that connection. Now, what about, because I've had a couple DMs of people asking me, is Virginia ever going to bring on another cock? Is that in the works, or are you just sticking to the one fabulous cock?
We have no plans of that. Certainly a lot of curiosity from other people.
Right?
What can I say? We both like ladies, so it works. Never say never, but I don't know. We don't. It would have to be someone really amazing, and I don't know. I don't see it happening, but just never know. I didn't ever think I'd be a cam girl for the first thing. Like, even a few years ago, if you would have asked me, I would have been like, "What? That's crazy." So, but we definitely like the ladies, and for now, that is definitely what we're comfortable with.
That is perfect. I'll say, okay, so for you out there listening, and you were asking me, are they going to incorporate another cock into their cam show? That is a negative, ghostwriters. That is
we've
not.
We've had a couple cocks, though. We've done, like, with other couples.
Right, but
couples,
I have guys asking if you specifically were going to, like,
no,
you personally.
Yeah.
She's only taking the one cock in her cam shows, but they will bring on other couples for their cam shows. So there will be more cocks provided for your preview.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be finger cuffed with a real cock. I've only been finger cuffed with Scott's cock and a girl with a strap on.
There you go.
And that was super fun and super hot.
I will totally strap on you. Seriously.
Ooh,
I would
love
to bend your tiny little ass over and spank you and fuck you with a strap on. Just saying.
Awesome.
Don't worry, Bianca. I won't do that to you unless you want me to. Just saying. Oh, poor Bianca. She's just, like, sitting there waiting, like, oh, my God, Sammy, what did I get myself into, you crazy goddamn bitch? I can't wait to bring her on. This is going to be fun. I love having fun with the guests before I bring them on and just kind of getting them going a little bit, because then they get to hear a little bit of my personality, your personality. We bring them in. They're like, oh, okay, it's on now, bitches. It's on. Okay. It's on.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So back to the topic here, don't judge me. How have you, or have you, told, like, your family what you and Scott are doing online? Have you told your family about your naughtiness? And have they judged
kind
you?
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. How can you kind
so
of
much.
Tell what you
not
do?
Not so much. Okay, well, we started off by telling people that we helped basically cam girls with their content, which was completely true, which, you know, was not 100% of the truth, right? We didn't mention that we also cammed. So they got used to the idea that we were in the porn industry and we went to Vegas for porn and had this wonderful experience and we're making extra money and all, it's all positive, right? And then it just kind of, you know, people kind of figure it out and stuff, and it's kind of like a slow process.
You mean they Google you?
I don't think so, because I don't know the actual names, right? But they know. We're just kind of like, oh, you were going to come over today. Well, we're kind of busy. Can you come over tonight instead? You know, like, we start saying things
that
like that.
That is funny. Oh, my goodness.
Honest,
I love it.
You walk through our front doors. We've got kind of a really big house, and we've got these beautiful front doors, and you walk through them, and we have this beautiful ensuite with, like, the, you know, the glass closets and stuff, and there's a gynecologist table sitting right there.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
I mean, it is the house of porn. It really is. It's,
are you fucking kidding me?
The house that we're in is made for porn. It's just gorgeous. Beautiful stone fireplaces, big wall-to-wall windows. Like, it's a porn mansion. And we used to always joke about it, but people would think, oh, they're just filming porn, you know, for other people. But now it's like, yeah, no. We kind of
do. My gosh, I absolutely love it. Okay, so boys and girls out there in cam and porn land, guess what? Virginia and Scott, they don't care if they're judged. Why? Because it doesn't matter. They love what they do. They love
we're
what
proud
they do.
Of it. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
They have a masturbation station that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Any good-looking girls want, you know, the gyno exam? Let me know. Just hop up on the table.
Yes.
Get the hint.
Put your feet in those stirrups, and Virginia is going in deep. Just saying.
Yes.
She is going in. God will be filming the whole damn thing.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my Atlanta. You know what? The more you and I talk, the more I get to know about you and the more I love you because you are absolutely adorable. Like, seriously.
Aww.
But now that I know that you have a freaking gyno table in are you kidding me?
Right,
I never
entrance.
Would have thought that.
It's not even hidden in the back room or anything.
Yeah, why hide it, right? Like,
why? I don't know.
Who the fuck hides a gynecological table in their back room? Like, let's just leave it in the front entryway. I mean, I want everybody to see where their legs are going to be sitting in these stirrups when they walk in. Like,
it's so great, everyone's reactions. Like, some people are like, oh, sweet, and like, you know, they'll hop up on it and make jokes, and other people pretend not to see it. Like, it's great. I love it.
Oh, my Atlanta. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Bianca, I need to bring you into this conversation. So, sweetheart, if
Yay.
You could press one on your phone now so that way I can bring you in. Because I can, oh, my Atlanta, I can't wait for this. Okay, let's bring Bianca in right now. Okay, we have on the line with us right now Miss Bianca Tuscher. Oh, my goodness,
oh,
sister.
Hey. Can you hear
How
me?
How are you doing? I can
okay.
hear you.
Oh, girl, yay. You can hear me?
I can hear you loud and proud, sister.
Oh, good. But perfect. Oh, hey, lady, you flatter me. You're fluffing me up. Thank you so much for inviting me to this show.
No, thank you for taking the time out of your day for, like, chilling with us girls. And,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you heard. Okay, before we get into all this other stuff, what do you think about what Virginia was just saying? She's got a table right there ready to put you up on top of it when you walk in her house.
I hope that's where she puts her Thanksgiving dinner because that would just be perfect. Just lay it out right there. It sounds amazing. I'd love to go there.
Put those turkey legs up in those stirrups, damn it. Show me your stuffing.
Yeah. Done. Perfect.
Oh, my Lanta, right? This is freaking hilarious. This is like, I think this is one of the best intros to the show that we've done so far. Turkey legs,
yeah,
in syrup, show me your fucking stuffing.
Don't judge me. I'm ready.
And maybe pour a little of that white gravy over that stuffing.
Mm. Ooh, purr.
Oh, my gosh. This could totally turn into, like, a foodie sex show if us girls really could charge a gold for it right now. But since we can't charge the customers for listening, then, you know, we're just going to not go there. We'll save it for another day.
Next time.
Maybe we can get StreamMate to do a gold show for us while we're on the air.
That would
hint,
be
hint.
Fun.
Hint, hint, StreamMate.
Yeah,
yeah, this is a great freaking idea. Okay, all right, I'll work on that. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to see it behind you on big monitors, and you could be there talking to us. It's perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
Seriously, like, give me that gold. I want to show you my stuffing and your white gravy dripping all over it. Mmm, yeah. Okay. All right, let's get back to serious. Let's get back to serious business. We have the lovely, beautiful Miss Bianca Tuscher on the show with us. She is a fellow cam model, and she is on StreamMate. Beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous. You are so beautiful, Bianca. Love,
you are
love.
So nice. I'm flattered. I can't even believe it. Thank you so
no,
much.
No, I'm not being nice. I'm
oh,
being
please.
Serious. I am so being serious because you are what Virginia, me, Sage, you know, other fellow cam models say. That's what cam models need to watch, look at, and portray is somebody who has a great personality. And you, girlfriend, have an amazing uh-huh. personality.
Wow,
seriously.
Thank you so much. I try. I know. It's hard sometimes to keep that smile on our face. You all know how it is.
Right?
But I do try. Yeah.
Oh, we try. Yeah. Well, we try and we do it.
We do it.
Yes.
We just do it, sisters. We do it. Because this is how we roll.
Yes.
So, I know that you've only been camming for a few years, and what is your take on this? How are you liking it? How has it been going? And you've got all kinds of stuff going on because you're going to different, I saw that you were doing a couple award shows, or not award shows, but like different conferences. Like, how are you liking that stuff?
Well, that I love that stuff. It's kind of been a transition from the beginning. You know, again, it's only been a couple years, and at first, you know how exciting it is and liberating and freeing to be on cam and just have this freedom and you're meeting everyone and just seeing how creative and exciting it can be. But then you get, reality sets in later too. When people judge you, you have to tell your family. People think it's not hard work. And I'm so lucky to have been able to surround myself with people that understand and get it, and we can talk about it like this because it is hard. You know, a lot of people don't understand and think it's easy, and it's really not. It's not easy. So,
right. So I want to ask you girls, and Bianca, I'll ask you first. When it comes to having female friends that are not in the cam industry, do you find that they are extremely more judgmental and jealous, especially because of their boyfriends or girlfriends that they have, because they're not in the industry? Do you find that hard? And then, of course, my fabulous Virginia, I'll ask you, or I want you to follow up as well after Bianca answers.
Well, yeah, for me, I don't have a lot of girlfriends that aren't cam girls. And then maybe it is because of that reason that they're not really willing to be your friend, but it's been a really hard for me to get out and like meet non-cammers because, I don't know, they think they do kind of keep you at a distance. I've learned to maybe not reveal right away exactly everything I do, which is unfortunate, but,
right.
And, I'm not sure of all the reasons why. I don't know if they think they're worried about their boyfriend, per se. It's just more, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Why?
Women are very judgmental, just saying.
Yeah.
Women in the non-camming and non-porn world are very judgmental.
Yes.
Exactly. Just saying. Virginia, what about you? Because you and Scott, you guys do so much camming with other, girls and couples. Like, outside of your cam world, with you talking about what you do or, kind of sugarcoating what you do, do you find that you have more people that are judgmental towards you guys?
I haven't really had that. I've really only told my closest friends, and they have been amazingly supportive, and they're very curious. They have a lot of questions, and so that makes it really fun. But they're also very porn-friendly, so I have the best girlfriends.
Right? That's
really
awesome.
Yeah, just a lot of support. I'm very blessed. And
yeah.
I have cam friends, too. So, it's not very many friends that I have that don't cam. But the ones that don't, they're still amazing. And like I said, their curiosity, they just ask me a lot of fun questions and giggle their faces off. So.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I wish that I had non-cam or porn friends that could really not judge me. Because I have my family, which I will tell everybody, this is so crazy, which you would think that my family would be just completely disgusted with what I've done between the porn and the camming. My family is so supportive. It's kind of actually weird. I sometimes think, okay, which one of you are turning on your goddamn computer, you sick bastards? Like, who's doing it? Who's turning on that computer and who's watching me, you sick fucks? I know it's happening. You know who you are. I know you're out there. That's kind of weird. That is so weird. Okay, so before we get into any more of this, Miss Bianca, we have somebody who absolutely adores you and thinks you're absolutely gorgeous. that has been waiting patiently. Let me bring him on the air here. Sweet Pea, are you there, my love?
Yes. Hello, Sammy. Hello, Bianca. Hello, Virginia. How are you all three doing tonight?
Oh, so well. Hello.
Hi, Sweet Pea. I love you.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
All right,
yeah,
Sweet Pea.
Awesome.
Yay. So, Sweet Pea, I told him that you were coming on, Bianca, and he was like, oh, my gosh, she is so beautiful. So, Sweet Pea, I'm going to let you take it away and give your yummy talk with Miss Bianca.
Yes, Bianca, you are absolutely beautiful. I love when you smile. I love how your room is no drama at all, and it's just enjoyment to see you every time that I can.
Aw, thank you so much. I'm glad that it's a place where you can come and feel comfortable, that you can relax and have fun, because that's what I'm going for. So, yay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, and I will get into a gold show of yours very soon.
Oh, hey.
Yay.
Awesome. Thank
you. Oh, my gosh. Sweet Pea, you're so cute.
So
what do you think?
I know the name is fitting. Sweet Pea.
Okay. So what do you think about our topic here, Sweet Pea? Give us your, you know, input on this, you know, don't judge me when it comes to us being cam models and whatnot.
I make it a point not to judge the cam models at all. They know if they're either using or checking for traffic. Those are kind of tells for the members to see if we're going to be engaging interest in the model. So if they keep looking at their stats rather than concentrating on their fans, you know, it's going to be because the numbers don't lie.
Well, that's not – okay, so, okay, that's another whole topic. But what I'm referring to is as us as cam girls, when we have, you know, friends and family that realize what we're doing, like say you, Sweet Pea, say you had a sister that was webcamming and you found out about it, would you actually judge a family member for doing the job that us girls are doing?
No, because she's got to make a living.
Right?
Right.
Left. You say right, I say left. You say
down.
Right, I say wrong.
You are dark.
Oh, my lantern. Here I go again. Going off topic.
By the way, Sammy, you know I got to come up with a pun.
I know you're bringing in the pun. Come on, bring it on. Bring it on, Sweet Pea. Let me hear it, darling.
You were thinking about Thanksgiving and sex and cooking and all that. I was thinking of calling the show the Cook and Talk Show.
A cooking cock show?
Yeah, cook and cock, like, you know, where they're playing with dildos or something. You know?
Why not a turkey
kitchen.
Cock show?
Yeah. Yeah, you like
know?
A turkey baster.
I mean, if I'm going to do a Thanksgiving show, it's going to be a fucking turkey cock. Do turkeys have cocks?
Come on, we can have fun with a turkey baster first.
No, turkey
basters.
Yeah,
you can't play with your butter balls.
Some sexy maid outfits.
Oh, my God. Don't say butter and ball. Did you see the picture I tweeted out when I was in Arizona? There were these two little turkeys in a cage. They were named Butter and Ball, and I felt so sorry for them. I'm like, oh, my God, please tell me you're not going to be on the chopping block.
One day.
I know. I felt sorry for him. I'm like, shit, I eat turkey, and here you are sitting in the damn cage. They were ugly fuckers, though. Oh, my land. Okay, back. Okay, let me focus factor 69 here, because I just got off topic. We went into butter and balls. Thanks a lot, Sweet Pea. Your fault.
You're welcome.
Damn, Sweet Pea does it every week. I swear to bejesus. What are we going to do with him? We're going to have to bend you over and spank your goddamn little ass. I swear to bejesus.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, by the way, I just have to bring this up, Sweet Pea. Yes. You are a total sexual deviant. I saw the picture.
Yes, guilty as charged.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody out there listening, when Sweepy calls into the show and he acts like he's this sweet little innocent guy that, you know, totally comes up with these silly, stupid puns, no pun intended, Sweepy, you are a fucking whore. You're a whore, Sweepy. You're a man whore. I saw pictures. I'm not going to tweet them out. I thought it was fabulous, but you're a bona fide man whore.
I got to get my jollies off somehow.
Right?
Right.
Now I know where your money's going, fucker. Jeez. Bad little man, bad. Okay. Now, Sweepy, do you have any more questions for our beautiful guest, our Miss Virginia?
I just want to say I enjoy her very much. I look forward to the cam show and many more to come, and never change how great you are.
Wow, thank you. Thank you.
You're very
that was
welcome.
Awesome. Okay, don't fall for that sweetness. He's a bad boy. He is a bad mother trucker. I'm just saying.
That's how we make him.
I seen that sexy bitch that you were with. You're a bad, dirty bird. In a good way. I mean this all in a good way. You are totally a dirty bird in a good way. Just saying.
Thank you.
Oh,
gobble, gobble.
Oh, he's a bad, bad boy. All right, Sweepy, stay tuned for the rest of the show. We got some more sexiness coming from us girls.
Will do. Love you all and have a great evening.
Oh, you too,
Sweepy.
Sweepy.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. He is so bad. I can't tweet the pic that I saw, but I will say that Sweepy is a naughty, naughty, naughty boy. He's a dirty boy. He's a dirty bird. Get eating his jollies off with sexy, sexy women. Literally. Sweepy. You naughty motherfucker. Okay, so, Miss Bianca, when it comes to webcamming, you've had tons of fun, you know, and you have those days where there's good days, bad days, and you know, we all deal with it. Like today, we could be on cam today and have the most fabulous, amazing, making courageous money that is out of this world. And then the next day, it's like, oh, fuck, did this really just happen? Why am I doing this job? Like, have you ever had those thoughts of, why am I doing this job when I'm not making as much money as I did yesterday?
Yeah, we all know that happens. Just feeling
right?
Like, I don't think I like me today. I'm in despair. I'm ugly. It's over. I'm quitting. But, yeah, I mean, I think it does happen to all of us. And we just got to remember that it does. I think it's important to have the support system of the girls, like, that we all realize this happens and can talk about it and not let it get you down. Even when sometimes those days, one day can turn into a week or even a month. You can have a whole bad month. But, again, it happens. It happens.
It
so.
Does happen. And
no.
Which, oh my gosh, that's like another whole topic.
Yeah,
having
yes, exactly.
System. Seriously.
Well, that's why I wanted to steer back into it because I was talking about having girlfriends, and I don't really just have a lot of girlfriends here, but my high school friends, like that I, you know, my real true old friends, they all know
right.
I do this and love it, and they don't do it, and I'm lucky to have them, but. I come from a super small town, like religious background, and I told some of my sisters, I'm the youngest of four girls, so I'm the youngest of four girls, and I told
Holy
all my
biscuit.
Sisters, yeah, and they told me, do not tell our parents, do not tell them, no matter what you do on this earth, do not tell them, and I'm like, what? There I'm loud and proud, I'm a chem girl, I want to be proud, I am proud. But, like, they're, you know, religious. They say they would never understand. So I've kind of been in this weird limbo of what do I do? Is it going to be better if they find out later? Should I just tell them and ignore them? Should I just not say anything? And, you know, it's tough because a lot of girls say, be proud. Who cares what they say? Let them judge you. But really, my family matters, and that's okay. It's okay, girls, if you don't want to come out about being a camera.
Right.
You know, it's okay because it's okay to respect that a little bit, even though I'm proud of it. So it's kind of hard to explain that, you know, how proud I am, but I still don't want them to know, I don't think. So I don't know. It's weird.
No, I totally get it because with my dad's side of my dad isn't here anymore, but with my Catholic side of the family, huge, huge Catholic family, like insanely crazy. Like I have nuns that are aunts. I have priests that are uncles.
Yeah, I have a bishop's father was a bishop. Yeah.
Right? Oh, my Lanta. Okay. So I'm right there with you. And I took it upon myself to where, well, I told my dad before he passed away, I was like, you know what? I said, Pops, this is what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm going on 40 years old, and I'm now telling you what I'm doing.
Yeah, what did he say? I'd love to hear
And he's
said.
Like, you know, my Pops, what he said to me, he goes, you know what? He goes, I don't care. As long as you're happy and you're safe, I'm like, Dad, I'm not doing anything. I'm just like in my own, like I call it my office, my bedroom, basically screwing myself. And that was how I could talk to my dad, even though he was like major strict Catholic. I was like, Dad, I'm just screwing myself. It's like there's nobody in there. And then you know, he passed away before I started shooting porn, so I didn't have the chance to share that with him. But what happened to me was how my Catholic side of the family found out was my sister, who is very judgmental and jealousy major on our side, not my side, but her side, she told my whole Catholic side of the family, and it came out, and oh, holy biscuits, Batman. It didn't go over so well.
Yeah.
Did not work out in my favor. Mm-hmm. But thank goodness when I got married, my dad's brother, who is completely Catholic, and my godparents, they were there at my wedding, and he gave me away, and he looked at me, he's like, I don't care what you do. He's like, you're a person. You're my goddaughter. I don't care what you do. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Finally, somebody who really gets it.
Yeah, I think, like, the communication is a way to get people to get it. Like, you said, cam girls, we have this stigma. I think a lot of people don't even know what it is. At least if you're a porn star, they know what it is. If they're a cam girl, they don't know what you're doing. They think we're escorts. They think we're, I don't even know what they think. They're what we actually do. And so it's hard to, you just be able to communicate before they judge you because, again, they're automatically, you're going to. But if they could understand that you're safe in your house, at your home, and like, it sounds so awesome. Like, it sounds so awesome. Like, don't judge
me. Well, and the thing is, too, if they're judging and if they go out and they research, you know, what it is that we're doing, well, hello, dirty birds. You're already researching what we're doing. So, you know, can we just, like, come back to you and say, ha, you went on the computer. You looked me up.
Oh, yeah, virtual ways, but you found me there, so either what are we going to do now? Like, I'm there, and you found me there, so we're both guilty. Wait.
All right. So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Cancels it.
All right, ladies, we have another caller that's waiting before we end this show. Let me bring this caller on. Oh, boy. This might be interesting. Hello, darling.
Hi, ladies. It's Clarence.
Hello, Clarence. How I knew.
Hi,
Clarence. Oh,
guys,
okay,
Clarence,
wait. Clarence, before you start, let me just tell the girls, like, Bianca's brand new to the show. Virginia, I don't know if you've had Clarence on the air with us, but he's very interesting and fun and always gives us his opinion and then adds a little more. So, girls, enjoy Clarence. He's freaking hilarious. All right, bring it on, Clarence. What do you got for me, darling?
Listen, Clarence hates to tell you, but, you know, he's going to have to get on the Internet and tell her parents. In fact, I'm calling her father tonight.
Thank you, Clarence. That would actually probably make it easier for me. Let's just get it out there. Like ripping the bandaid off, and I won't even have to do it.
I think the best way to tell her folks is if Clarence takes his credit card out, buys her panties for the $50, and forwards them to her folks.
Oh, this is getting good.
Right? Well, by the way, Clarence dressed up as a clown this Halloween, just letting you guys know.
Listen, Clarence was very busy this weekend. I had to pass up candy because my folks weren't home. You know, I stay with them still. So I,
You're in the basement.
I had to, I had to pass out the candy. But listen, let me tell you why I'm a big fan of your guest here. And it, did anybody tell you you look a little bit like a dirty Amy Schumer? You get that, don't you? You look like a bad Amy Schumer.
No, she is a beautiful thinner. She's a beautiful, thin Amy Schumer. Thank you very much.
I get Kirsten Dunst sometimes, but Amy Schumer lately is the one. That's classic.
Yeah, but you're like 20 pounds lighter, 30 pounds lighter than Amy Schumer, just saying.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Now, before I let you guys,
Clarence, get it right, damn it.
Well, I apologize. I wasn't fat shaming. I just, you know, there's a little bit of facial structure. But I got one beef with her, though. And that's, you know, I'm sitting here watching some of her videos, and they're great and everything. She's very talented. But every guy in the video got a little wiener. What's the story there? Is that somebody she knows? I mean, this it looks like a Vienna sausage or a popcorn shrimp. What's the story?
Oh,
my
you're
God.
You're cute. It must be my magical camera angle because it's the same cock every time. So I think we've been doing some magic for you if it looks different.
You know what, Clarence is just jealous because it's not his little tiny cock in the video.
I thought it was a child until they panned backwards and there's hair on the guy's chest. I was worried.
Oh, my gosh, Clarence. Would you quit being jealous because it's not your cock in the video? What am I going to have to do to get you into our videos, Clarence?
Listen, Clarence has got to get going because the Simpsons are starting. But what I want to leave you with
Am I hearing static in the line, Clarence?
The panties are $50. Could I pay $75 and maybe get a pair with a little poo-poo in them? All right, guys, God bless.
Oh, my gosh, Clarence. I'm hearing a little dirty static in the line. Damn, Clarence. Ay. That poor dirty boy.
He's fun.
Oh, fucking Clarence. Every week I love when Clarence calls in because he likes to give a little spice to her style. So it's great. Clarence, keep it up darling. You know what I would love to do one day on the show is actually have Clarence as a co-host. because of the fact that he's a dirty fucking bird. and I have the power.
Sure.
Oh, my Lanta. And I got the power of the mute button, so I can mute him at any time that I think he's just getting a little out of hand. So, Clarence, it might just happen one day. Just keep up the dirty talk, you dirty fucking bird. I swear to bejesus, I might bring you on as a co-host for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Maybe. if I'm feeling a little generous one day. Oh, my gosh, that was funny. Okay, he's an idiot. Still love you, Clarence. You're an idiot. Oh, my Atlanta. So we have so much going on in this world, so much crazy talk, you know, with everything. I'm not even going to bring up all the politics, but we know what's going on. It's insane, absolutely insane. And I just hope next week things have a really bright outlook for us. It's going to be interesting. It will be an interesting factor. And, I'm not going to totally comment on that right now. But let's just pray to bejesus it doesn't have an impact on our webcamming world. Please, dear Lord. Please. Please. That's all I can say. I'm praying to Jesus that next week does not have an impact on us gorgeous girls fucking our vaginas and our assholes for a living. Just saying. We want to keep doing what we're doing. Just saying, because there's so many fabulous things that us girls bring to the table. No pun intended, Miss Virginia, the table sitting in your foyer. With our legs in the damn air and those, you know, little skeptical, what do you call those things that go inside of a vagina when you're on the doctor's table? What do you call those things?
Oh, yeah. No,
what do you call those? What are those? What's that thing
called?
Gold medals? Oh, my gosh. We're fired that we don't know right now.
Yeah.
I know, right? We go in for this thing like every few months or whatever it is, and we get that thing put in there, and I don't even know what the fuck it's called.
It's start with a P.
Jeez.
What is it?
Oh, man. Right? Okay, we suck donkey balls. Seriously. Okay, we're idiots.
We blocked it from our minds. But no.
I think we just had a blonde moment 69. Seriously. What the truck?
I agree with Bianca. We block it from our minds.
Maybe seriously, that is what it is. Oh, this is fun. Love it. Okay, so on that note, this show has been absolutely amazing, fabulous. Virginia, girl, you know I love you. You're
Oh, I love you, Sammy.
No, seriously, you are such the most amazing, beautiful, fun cam model. Like, you really, you and Scott know how to work your cam shows, but you make a cam show. Because you're just,
oh,
you're just
so
beautiful.
Sweet. I can't wait to see you one day, doll.
I know, right? I'm just scared I'll just devour you. My titties are going to swallow you up.
Ooh, do it. I would be in a heaven.
I would totally swallow you up. And, Bianca, do you do, like, girl-girl cam shows?
You know, I have. I haven't done very many, but I have a few times. So I need to just keep building that rapport up. Going with that.
And then what about Vegas? Are you going to be there at the AVN?
I've been thinking about going. I haven't decided yet. I was there last year. It was so fun. So I'm hoping I go this year. I'm not sure.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I could have met you in January.
Yeah.
I was there, and I didn't get to meet you. That would have been,
yeah,
it would have been amazing.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Yeah,
okay,
really,
so yes. She's on my bucket list. Virginia and Bianca bucket list, my vagina bucket list on
Woo-hoo.
It.
Woo-hoo.
Right? That would be,
are you
whoa.
Going to Vegas this year, Sammy?
I'm not saying yet.
Okay, well, if you do,
I know, I don't want to say yes or no.
I want to hang out with you. Take you out for a drink.
I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag yet. I will let y'all know very soon, but it won't be for, I can't say anything yet. I have top secret reasons on why I cannot tell you. I have fun things going on, but I'm not going to tell you right now. It'll happen very soon when I announce things for all of you.
Ooh,
so,
I love it.
No, right?
I know.
Exciting.
I have secrets that I'm keeping and that are like on the tip of my tongue, and I can't say a word to anybody. But guess what? You will find out soon.
I will be looking forward to it.
If and when I will be in Vegas. I cannot wait to share it with all of you. Anyway, so we are coming up on the end of our show. I want to thank both of these beautiful, beautiful girls, Miss Virginia Rose and Miss Bianca Tischer, for tuning in and sharing their fabulous time with us. So before we come to the end of the show, Miss Bianca, I would love for you to tell everybody out there in our fabulous cyberspace where to find you on cam, your social media, all that yumminess.
Oh, awesome. Yes, well, you can find me. I have my personal website at biancatusserts.com. That's where all of my videos, photos, all of my exclusive content is there. You can watch my webcam show on my cam models link, and there's an underscore in that one, bianca_tusher.cammodels.com. And my Twitter, just my name, Bianca Tusher, and you can find me there. So I hope you do, and I see you soon.
Oh, they will find you. Folks,
good.
So. And Miss Virginia, give me your shout-outs there, sweet cheeks.
Oh, sounds great. Thank you, Sammy. We have our new website being launched right now. You can check us out at tightcouple.com. on ManyVids. We are at tightcouplestudio.manyvids.com. On the lovely Chatterbait, we're chatterbait.com/tightcouple. And my personal Twitter is at @VirginiaRoseXXX.
Nice. Love it. And I can't wait for you guys to get on StreamMate. Just saying. Cannot wait. I want to see you guys.
I don't know what happened. They said we signed up already, and we neither of us know anything about it, so I don't know where to go from there.
I'll help you figure it out. We'll get you on there. Trust me, you'll love it. You will love it. StreamMate rocks. Like I've told you
on
from
the bait,
beginning, it rocks.
We almost have 100,000 followers on the bait. So
nice.
That's kind of exciting for us. Woohoo, we're going to party hard then.
Nice. Sweet. All right, Sex Monsters, you know where to find me on freaking StreamMate at SammyBrooks_cammodels.com. That's where you can find me fucking my vagina. Yes. I will be doing my naughty talk and my naughty playtime with or without my cowboy hat. You know, you never know. I mean, either tits are out, tits are in. As long as you're tipping, the tits come out. Just saying. Tits for gold. Tits for
tokens
gold.
Tokens make her tits come out.
Oh, my goodness. And then also follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69 and then also on my Instagram, which, sorry, I need to get back up to date on there and show some more pictures. It's Sammy_Brick69. But, yeah, just, like, come check out us girls. Just watch us on cam. Seriously, Sammy_Brick.cammodels.com. On Chatterbait, you can find Virginia at chatterbait.com/tightcouple/. And then Bianca, you can see her on StreamMate at Bianca_Tusher.cammodels.com. So make sure you come watch all of us. I'm just saying, it's fabulous. It's entertaining. We love what we do. We love entertaining all of you. And, oh, my gosh, Bianca, you are fabulous. And I will reveal very soon if I'm going to Vegas in January. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. So thank you again.
No, thank you. Oh, my Lanta, you are amazing. And your personality, if anybody is listening, make sure you go check out her live cam shows because her personality says it all, literally. When she's on cam. Oh, and by the way, your costumes for the streaming contest were gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I love it. Oh, I love the costume you had on November 1st. Was so cute with the little hat and the little
my little hunter outfit. Yes.
Yeah, it was so damn cute. Oh my gosh.
And then I was the hunter.
I was like, oh my gosh, if I had your phone number I would so text you and tell you how freaking cute you look.
Thank you.
I was like, oh my god, she's so cute. I just wanna like cuddle her right now. And put my titties in her face. My gosh. All right, ladies, I know you have a lot to do, and, well, me, I think I'm just going to go masturbate a little bit more. So you girls.
I think I might do that, too.
Yes, we love this. And, by the way, all of you out there listening, don't judge us just because we like to masturbate. Why? Because you do the same thing, and we don't judge you. Seriously. Let's all just masturbate, be happy, come together. Come together. That is what
pun intended.
Right? If we come together, we will make this world great again. Shit, I think I just let the cat out of the bag. Now y'all know. All right, on that note, everybody go masturbate. Have a great night. And I will talk to y'all very soon.
Bye.
It's been a pleasure, Bianca. I love you, Sammy.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello? sitting on girl. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?